Good morning. This is Dr. Leroy Thompson, Jr. Thank you for joining me this morning. I appreciate y'all being on here this morning. We got 2 points of emphasis this morning. One, we're going to talk about Matriarch Day for Prosperity Revival and how we're going to handle it this year. And number two, we're going to talk about the Salvation Campaign that Apostle wants to institute and get started in all of LTMA. I'm going to pray first, and then we'll get right into it. We won't be long this morning. Father, thank you so much for your presence. Thank you for every person and every ministry that is represented. Father, I'm so grateful and so thankful for what you are doing through your mighty servants that you're using all across this land. God, we give you all the glory. Thank you for our apostle and Mom Thompson, thank you for their leadership. Father, may you continue to increase their grace and leadership so that we can continue to follow their lead and then continue to lead the people that are following us. We give you all the glory, all the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Real briefly, I wanted to go over Matriarch Day and how we're going to handle it this year. Of course, Prosperity Revival 2020 is going to be virtual. It's going to be all online again this year. Apostle, just as a side note, he had made the decision not to return to actual in-presence services, in-person services until after the new year. So we will continue virtual for the rest of the year. So Prosperity Revival will be virtual. We'll handle it the same way we did during camp meeting for Founders Night, or Founders Day, rather. We will have Matriarch Day, or Matriarch Night, on that Friday of the Prosperity Revival. Also, you can continue to send your seeds in. And I want you to, this year, send your commitments to the group meet to your MVB, and the MVBs will get their assistance to compile a list and forward it to Tracy and Clayder and Chantel Thompson, so we can compile it and get, and we'll know where we are. So you can send your commitments to your MVBs and group meet. I want to take a few moments for those that are new to LTMA to kind of give a brief reasoning of why we do Founders Day and Matriarch Day. Many people, some of you that are new in LTMA might not know why, but when we first, LTMA first began, we organized on purpose being able to honor Apostle and Ms. Thompson. Because we believe in Galatians 6 and 7. It says in Galatians 6 and 7, it says, God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. I personally had the opportunity to watch Apostle do the same thing for his spiritual father. And so I understand, and many of you understand why God touches our heart to honor him, because he showed honor. So he actually worked Galatians 6 and 7, and the MVBs, and along with the original LTMA members, we decided to harness that principle, that power, and that grace to make it work on our behalf. What I mean by harnessing it, meaning we're not stumbling upon this principle, we're not guessing about this principle, we see it, we saw it work, we see it's working. And so we decided on purpose to work it on our behalf. And if you have a chance to talk to some of the original, those that have been with LTMA since the beginning, MVBs, you will be able to hear from their testimonies about how God has been honoring them. Now, once again, this is something that we have decided to do to harness the power and the grace of that principle. Again, I can give you story after story about how Apostle and Ms. Thompson honored. Hold on 1 minute, please. Thank you so much. Thank you for having your faith. That was apostle. Again, we decided to harness this principle and make it work on our behalf, and we've set a pathway by which anybody who God has called into the ministry can follow this path, follow this principle, and get results. I can tell you story after story of how Apostle Ms. Thompson honored, for those that don't know, Brother Kenneth Hagin was Apostle's spiritual father, and I can tell you stories after story of how Apostle honored him. One time, Apostle, when in the first aircraft he got, he took the time to fly Brother Hagin, went pick Brother Hagin up in Tulsa, Oklahoma, flew from Baton Rouge to Tulsa, Oklahoma, to pick Brother Hagin up and fly him to Toronto, Canada, and got him some custom suits made. Not just some, but he got 22 custom suits made. And for those of you who wear custom suits, know that's not just something to just sneeze at. It was a significant seed that he was sowing. And that's just one of many times Apostle has done that. And so for me, being having seen the background, having seen some of the things that you might not have seen, I can see why God touches my heart to honor him the way that I do. And also, some of you all know some other things that Apostle has done also. So, again, Matriarch Night will be the Friday of Prosperity Revival. We'll handle it the same way we did during the camp meeting for Founders Day. You will have opportunity to virtually present your seed to Mom Thompson. I will send that link out in the group me sometime between today and tomorrow to give you opportunity to present your seed personally and virtually, rather, to Mom Thompson. So again, I want you to send your commitments to the MVB through GroupMe, and they will get their assistance to compile the commitments and forward it to Tracy and Chantel. The second thing I wanted to cover, I told you I wasn't going to be long. The second thing I wanted to cover was the Salvation Campaign that Apostle has been talking about since February. We're using what's called a Slack app. You don't have to use this app. More importantly, we need to get the people that we lead involved with the Salvation Campaign in your church. Whether you are a pastor, whether you're an evangelist, a prophet, all of us, all the fivefold, even though we're carrying various offices and we're carrying various graces and anointings, we still have to point back to this one, to the one great commission, to seek and to save those who are lost. So we are all, before we're pastors, before we're apostles, before we're prophets, we are all soul winners. And so we need to and have to institute this in the church. Let me say this. 100% of the problems and challenges that the people we lead face are because, number one, they're devil-inspired or influenced. Number two, human cooperation. Number three, it leads to an opportunity for God to train for maturity. My whole point for saying that is because the church, for the last century or whatever, has become self-centered, and we've been stuck inside the four walls. We've been stuck on how we're going to solve our problems instead of us trying to find out what God wants. How can we solve his problem? What problem does God have? The only problem that he gave himself was God cannot do anything in the earth realm unless he has permission or cooperation from humanity. And so we are the ones that are responsible for establishing the kingdom of God. And so as the fivefold ministry gifts in Ephesians, the fourth chapter, the 11th verse, we see there's three reasons for the establishment of the fivefold ministry gift. It's for the perfecting of the saints, the maturing of the saints. Why? So that they can do the work of the ministry. Why does the work of the ministry need to be done? So that the body of Christ can be built, the kingdom of God can be established. And so you'll find as a testament to Apostle and the establishment of Word of Life Christian Center, during this pandemic, we've had very few cases that Apostle had to even deal with. When I say a few cases, I'm talking about I can count them on one hand. And we have a membership of about 2,500. And out of 2,500 people, families that we have in this church, Apostle only had to deal with during this pandemic was five different cases. And the cases that he was dealing with were people that were not just quoting the word back to him, but they were imparting the word back to him that that he had taught them. And so my whole point for that, for saying that is that if you haven't got a chance to get your hands on the book, Apostolic Strategies by Dr. Jonathan David, I suggest you do so. I don't think it's the easiest book to read. I think we have a bunch of copies here, but Apostle hasn't had a chance to really go over this book because God has been taking him into a deeper realm. But when we first and LTMA started dealing with the apostolic, this is the book that Apostle was coming out of. And the reason why he was able to come out this book is because, number one, first and foremost, he saw himself in this book. This book is what Apostle has been practicing unknowingly for the past 40 years, 45 years. And so there's one in particular chapter that I want you as pastors and fivefold to read. It's the 26th chapter of this particular book, and it's talking about bringing a senior pastor into the apostolic function. And in that particular chapter, you'll see Apostle, all throughout that particular chapter, and you will be able to see yourself. Or if you can't see yourself, you'll be able to see a mirror in which you can mimic and follow, because we have to get our people. One of the things that the author says in this book is that the difference between pastoral concepts of today and New Testament and the New Testament apostolic function. And real briefly, one of the things he said is that a pastoral concept of today is more focused on need rather than God's call and purpose. A current pastor is more concerned with feeding the people rather than training them. Today's pastor is more focused on performing services rather than demanding performance. And number five, today's pastors are more equipped to meet needs rather than equipping for ministry work. So we have to flip those things around and begin to demand performance out of the people that we lead. One of the ways that we demand, one of the reasons why Apostle did not have the issues he had during this pandemic, issues that most churches had during this pandemic and dealing with people with COVID-19, dealing with people with being out of work, dealing with people not knowing how their future is going to be, how their future is going to unfold, is because when times were good, he demanded performance out of our congregation. He demanded performance out of us. Instead of doing things for us, he would help us do things that we can do for ourselves. Hospital visits. He cut back on hospital visits. Not because he didn't want to go visit the people in the hospital, not because he was too important or too busy. He wanted people to realize that they can touch God on their own. And how do you know if you can touch God on your own if you never given a chance to touch God on your own? How do you know if you can ride a bike if the training wheels are not taking off and somebody pushes you and you start pedaling and balancing? All of us learn to ride bikes by the training wheels coming off and somebody giving us a nudge and showing us, hey, you can do this. You can make this happen. The church has not been doing that over the last century. And so, therefore, we have become a house full of immature Christians that pull on the leadership and wear the leadership down. The apostolic move, the apostolic changes that we're making are correcting that so that we can get back to the original reason why the gifts were given to the body of Christ. The gifts were given to the body of Christ for, number one, the perfecting of the saints, for the maturing, for the perfecting of the saints, maturity of the saints, for them to do the work of the ministry so that the body of Christ can be edified. And so I highly encourage you to read that 26th chapter in the book, The Apostolic Strategies. Back to the salvation, this is one of the purposes of training people so that they can be effective in their circle of influence, so they can be about the Father's business. When we get once we train people to be about their Father's business, the problems or the challenges that they face will be solved, and there will be a resolution, and dominion will take place, and there will be an overcoming. Why? Because now we're focused on what God wants. And when we focus on what God wants, God becomes obligated to focus on what we need. And so this morning I just want to take a few moments to reiterate that I'm going to get with the MVBs to try to figure out a way that we can show accountability to Apostle. I have a few churches in LTMA are already reporting to Apostle their salvation. We're going to develop an organized way, a structural way in which we can do it. I want to be able to put on his desk weekly and show him that we are accountable and hearing what he's saying, and not only hearing what he's saying, but implementing what he says. One of the things that I had a chance to go to, and I'm closing here. I had a chance to go to share with Dr. Forbes at his mother's homegoing service, and his uncle preached the eulogy. And in him preaching the eulogy, one of the things he said, he talked about leadership. And in him talking about leadership, he said one of the most disheartening things that a leader can face is people that don't follow. And it discourages the leader. It don't discourage the leader from doing what God has asked him to do, asked him or her to do. It discourages a leader from wasting time with people who don't want to follow. And so you don't realize how encouraging it is that when our leader sees progress in our lives and we choose to be accountable. That's one of the things that on Founders Day, Matriarch Day, in the Salvation Campaign, when we show our accountability, it gives him courage to realize that he's not doing this in vain. God is not calling him to do this, and it's falling on deaf ears. When he sees a person, there's one particular gentleman, LTMA, that he's extremely out of many that he's that becomes elated about, is a gentleman that would used to send him seed in the mail to his house personally. He's in LTMA, sent it to his house personally. And I'm gonna be honest, the gentleman started off sending a dollar every day. Now, of course, Apostle didn't need the dollar every day, but this gentleman needed to send it. But now that same gentleman is now sending thousands to him, hundreds and thousands. And Apostle talks about it all the time, and within our family said, I saw this man start here, and now I see him here, and now I can see where he's going to go. That type of action is not the seed, it's not the money, it is the progress that gives him courage to realize that what he's doing is not being done in vain. And so when we, as I get with the MVBs, we develop a way to really structure how we're going to show accountability for the Salvation Campaign, which will give you time if you haven't developed your Salvation Campaign. It doesn't have to be exactly like Apostles. He's only given, just like Jesus gave in Matthew's 6th chapter. He said, pray after this manner. And he gave us the Lord's Prayer. Now, you get up every morning, you're not going to pray the Lord. Some people may be praying the Lord's Prayer every morning, but you're not going to pray the Lord's Prayer word for word every morning. But you must pray after that manner. Same concept for the salvation campaign. You may not do it the same way we do it. You may not use the Slack app, but you need to do something. And so one of the things, and once we begin to get this instituted in our various churches, if you're not a pastor and you're in a church, even if you're in LTMA and the local church you go to is not an LTMA, that does not stop you from being a witness. You can become a witness and begin to share the gospel of Christ. One of the secrets to Apostle establishing the salvation campaign in our church is that he didn't say, do what I say. He said, do what I do. And so if you've been listening to Apostle over the past 10 months with the salvation campaign, Apostle has been pretty much, his name has been called, I have called his name because I call a list of people who have gotten somebody born again from in between sessions that we have. From Sunday to Tuesday, I call all the names that people got of Christians that got somebody born again between Sunday and Tuesday. And then on Sundays, I'll call the names that got people born again between Tuesday and that Sunday. Apostle name has been on just about every list. And what that did for our congregation is they noticed if Apostle takes the time to do this, this must be important. Even to the point to where some people who are kind of reluctant to do it, well, that's him demanding performance out of the people. That's him demanding performance from those that he leads. And so we have to be soul winners. We have to be those that lead by example. So I will get with the MVBs over the next 30 days or so, and we will develop a way that we can be accountable to Apostle. Now, listen, this is not about numbers. It's about numbers, but it's not about your numbers. Notice what I said. It's about numbers, but it's not about your numbers. So if you come up a week and nobody got anybody born again, that's okay. You just need to reiterate from your pulpit that we're doing this and encouraging to do it. And you will eventually find that every week, they're working to get somebody born again. Because here's the thing. If you haven't got a chance yet, I think it's Matthew's 9:37-38. I don't know how to look it up right quick. But Jesus talking about the harvest is plenty, but the laborers are few. Well, that message Bible says we've been forced out. We've been forced out into the harvest. Because there are many people out there now that have no direction, looking for direction. Some people looking for direction don't know they're looking for direction. They won't recognize direction until you mention Jesus Christ to them, and then the Holy Spirit will take over and do the work. But the Holy Spirit cannot have permission to do the work in people's lives until one of us gives him permission or gives him the leeway to do it. So we must be soul winners first. So, again, I will begin with the MVBs. We will develop a way to be accountable to Apostle in this salvation campaign, and I can speak from experience. Some of the other MVBs, those that have been around here to me, can speak from experience. Every time we hold ourselves and show ourselves accountable to Apostle, it only increases his anointing and increases his grace. And we all know the benefits of that, because as leaders, it's so rewarding to see people benefiting from leadership. It makes us work harder. It makes us dig deeper. It makes us want to go deeper in God when we see people actually receiving and putting to practice and get results from what we say and do on the behalf of God. And so we want to, on purpose, be accountable to Apostle, especially in this area, because this is dear to his heart. And you pastors and leader heads of ministries, you will begin to see growth in your respective ministries, because God When you get after exactly what God wants, God will make sure that you're responsible for more. And so I just want to encourage you to begin to train your people. As far as training the apostle just jumped out there and started doing it. And he gave tidbits on how to witness every so often. It's not a whole training class he went through. He just let people cut their teeth. Let me use that expression, cut their teeth on witnessing. Three main scriptures that we use, Romans 10, 8, 9, and 10, John 3, 16, and 2 Corinthians 5 and 17. Let them memorize those scriptures, get it into their spirit, get it into their memory, and put them to work. And you will be surprised at the people in your congregation, in your ministries, that will begin to get people born again. I will give more information. I will send out a PDF of how we are structured here, so you can have a skeleton to go by. What information we give once somebody get born again, what digital platforms we have set up to make that happen, just so that there can be some type of follow up to those people when they get born again. They can reach out. Now remember, Jesus said, "If I be lifted up," he said, "he will draw all men unto him." So it's not our job to get them saved. It's our job to present salvation to them. It's our job to get the people that we lead to present Christ to people in their circle of influence, on their jobs, in their businesses, wherever they go, in their family, wherever they go. It's our job to present Christ and let the Holy Spirit go to work. So I just wanted to encourage you this morning. Okay, again, you can send your commitment to the MVB. The MVBs will compile, the assistants will compile them and send them to Chantel and Tracy. And then I will send out a PDF. I will send out a link that you can virtually present your seed to Mom Thompson. And number three, I will send out a PDF outlining our salvation campaign so you can get started. And fourthly, I will be with the MVBs. We will develop a means of how we can be accountable with the salvation campaign so we can start presenting a report on apostles' death, either weekly, biweekly, or have often we decide, so that he can be encouraged and realize that, hey, we are hearing what he's saying, we are practicing it, and we need him to go deeper, because the deeper he goes, the deeper we can go. We will follow him as he follows Christ. Again, thank you again for this morning. I will send a recording out of this call in a few moments on GroupMe for the MVBs to share with you if you want to hear it again, and to get it to those who haven't had a chance to, who wasn't able to be here this morning. Again, I bless y'all this morning. Have a good weekend, and pastors, I want you to preach well tomorrow. Blessings.